This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِي يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِي اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدُ. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. My dear respected elders and brothers, today as we are aware is the 25th of December. The 25th of December is regarded by Christians worldwide to be the date or the day of the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, which is called Jesus in Christianity. And of course, even in South Africa, we are also aware that 80% of the people, they claim to be Christians. Whether this is correct or not, or whether that claim is based on facts, but it is on the census. And also, the fact that we are living in such a community, in such a society, in such a country, and the people, or 80% of them, believe in this, I thought it appropriate that today we will speak about our view on Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa 25 December ko Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam ki viladat manate hain. Tariq aur Bible mein isko koi thabut nahi milta. جنوبی افریقہ میں 80% لوگ عیسائی ہونے کے دعویٰ کرتے ہیں. اس لیے آج ہم نے سوچا کہ عیسیٰ علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کے بارے میں بیان ہوگا. دس ایسپیکٹ ویدر عیسیٰ علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام واز ریئلی بورن آن دا 25th آف ڈسمبر از ناٹ سم تھنگ دیٹ از اسٹیبلش فرام دا بائبل فرام ہسٹوریکل سورسز. ان فیکٹ وی فائنڈ دیٹ ایون کرسچن اسکالرز are divided on the exact date of the birth of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It wasn't until 440 years after the resurrection of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam ke 400 saal baad Isaiyon ne kaha ke ye din unki viladat ke hai. After 400 years after his resurrection, they made mention that this is the day of the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, if you look at the historical sequence, and there have been many beautiful articles written with regard to it, that it gives the impression that there were other considerations and other facts that led them to declare the 24th of December as the birth of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when there was no historical evidence, nor is there any biblical evidence or source or authority or quotation with regard to it. What is also interesting that in latter years, Christmas has become commercialized. Right? Christmas has become commercialized. And George Bernard Shaw, the very famous poet, philosopher, has very beautifully put it by saying, Christmas has been forced on a reluctant nation by shopkeepers and the press. Christmas has been forced upon the nations by shopkeepers and the press. And what is also very amazing, ye bhi sochne ke kabil hai, is something really worthy of thinking, that this entire Christmas has been surrounded by merrymaking, festival, and shopping, and going and getting Christmas specials, and that too on the name of a prophet who amongst all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam was most known for his renunciation of world and material things. Out of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam were most known to be those who separated themselves from the world and its attractions and its adornment. And in the name of that Nabi, today you find such a great spectacle of commercialization and aspects with regard to, you know, materialism. It is something, an irony, and it is really something that goes against the teaching of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Nevertheless, let us go on and speak about what do we believe about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It is amazing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, has got an entire surah, not only on the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Surah Maryam, but also in the family of Hazrat Maryam. So the entire surah on the family of Hazrat Maryam, Ali Imran, Surah Ali Imran is the family of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and her mother, his mother Hazrat Maryam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken highly about this family. Thus Allah ta'ala says in that very same surah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اسْتَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحَ وَعَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَعَالَ إِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah has chosen Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has chosen Adam alayhi salam. Allah has chosen Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has chosen the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah has chosen the family of Imran upon the entire world. Allah has given them superiority over the entire world. Allah has got a surah on the family of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Maryam. Allah ne Isa alayhi salatu wasalam ki walida muhtarama aur unke khadan ke mutalliq ek puri surat mukhtas ki hai. Allah ne farmaya, Allah ne Aale Imran ko sare jahan par pasand kiya hai, fauqiyat diya hai. Allah has given them superiority. Allah has made mention with regard to the mother of Maryam. إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ إِمْرَانَ. Look at the beauty of the Holy Quran. Recall the time when the wife of Imran, Imran had passed away. So Imran, the mother of Maryam, إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ إِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. She took an oath, she took an qasam, that whatever is in my stomach, whatever birth I give to a child, this child, I dedicate it in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I dedicate it to the Masjid al-Aqsa, to the Baytul Muqaddas. In that particular time, it was amongst the pious and the scholarly people that they used to dedicate their children for the service of deen. So this was that the mother of Maryam, her name was Hannah. Her name was Hannah. Allah says, إِذْ إِمْرَأَةُ إِمْرَانَ رَبِّي أَنْ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. مریم کے والدہ نے حالت حمل میں نظر مانی کہ میں اس بچے کو بیت المقدس کے خدمت کے واسطے مخصوص کروں گا. جب لڑکی پیدا ہوئی, now when the child was born, it was a girl. So Allah تعالیٰ says, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنثَى. So when the child was born, she said, Ya Allah, you gave me a female child. Wallahu a'lamu bima wada'at. Allah knows what she gave birth to. Walaysa dhakaru kal untha. That the son or the male child that she was expecting and wishing and desiring was not equivalent to this female child Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make mention that when this child was born, jab larki paida huye to kuch afsos hua. Lekin Allah Ta'ala ne usse kabul kiya. Allah had made her and Allah Ta'ala has accepted her. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu a'lamu wa inni sammaytuha Maryam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, name her Maryam. Wa inni u'idhuha bika wa dhurriyataha min ash-shaytanir rajim. And we will protect her and her progeny from shaitan. Such a great family. Allah Ta'ala makes mention with regard to this particular family and whole surah Ali Imran. Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, writes a very amazing thing. He says it shows that when the mother of Maryam, she took a vow that this child I'm going to dedicate it to the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shows that the mother has got certain rights with regard to the tarbiyat and the education of the child. Therefore she took it upon herself to say that I'm going to give this child and dedicate it to the service of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when the time came to dedicate it to the service of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Imran, her husband, was the Imam of Baytul Muqaddas. Imran was the Imam of Baytul Muqaddas. Everyone wanted to keep Maryam. Allah ta'ala says, وَكَفَّلَهَا Zakariya. Then it came into the guardianship of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam's wife, was the khala of Maryam. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam ki jo biwi thi, wo Maryam ki khala. So therefore, when everyone started saying, and Allah Ta'ala has made mention how he came under the guardianship of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, a long story, there was lots drawn, and how that lots was drawn, eventually it came to Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. Maryam is now growing up in the vicinity of Baytul Muqaddas. إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. Allah has made mention with regard to it. She grows up in the vicinity of Baytul Muqaddas, Masjid Al-Aqsa. Today Masjid Al-Aqsa is not in our control. May Allah Ta'ala bring it back again into the control of the Muslims. So when Maryam is there, Hazrat Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam one day comes and see her. Is she being well looked after? وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا الْمِحْرَابِ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. Allah Ta'ala makes mention in the third surah of the Quran in Surah Ali Imran. When he came, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا, he found fruit out of season. And he said, قَالَتْ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. Oh Maryam, where did you get this fruit from? It was not the time of deep freezer. You could take the fruit and bring it out after 6 months. No freezer at that time. Maryam, aapko kahan se mili hai? Where did you get this? قَالَتْ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّا. قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. It comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah Ta'ala just gives risk. Dena chahte hai, wo risk deete hai. Whomsoever Allah Ta'ala wants to give risk to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, when he saw that Allah is giving Maryam out of season fruit. Hazrat Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam did not have children until old age. Then when he saw that Allah Ta'ala has granted her fruit out of season, he did not even have the courage to make dua to Almighty Allah at that time because he was so old in age. But when he saw Allah Ta'ala granting Maryam out of season fruit, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهِ. He made dua to Almighty Allah. رَبِّ حَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. Allah Ta'ala has made mention with هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهِ. He made dua to Almighty Allah. رَبِّ حَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. Oh Allah, grant me a pious offspring. And Allah Ta'ala in Surah Maryam has made mention with regard to it, so beautiful. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَزْمُ مِنِّي وَاسْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. What an amazing dua. Oh Allah, my bones have become brittle. My beard has become white. I have become old. But I am never deprived. I am never despondent of my duas being accepted by you. And he made dua for a child in old age. Allah Ta'ala granted him Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam in old age. So where did he get this inspiration? From the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Such a noble and great family. Subhanallah. Then Hazrat Maryam continues. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose her to make her the means of one of the greatest miracles of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then, when فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam one day in the form of a human being. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, and he came in a private quarters. And then what did she say? قَالَتْ where are you coming here in my private quarters? Don't you have the fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَقَالَتْ إِن. Then he said, what did he say? I have come to give you the glad tidings of a child that will be born to you. I have come to give you glad tidings of a child that will be born to you. And she said, "Anna yakunu li ghulam wa lam yamsasni bashar wa lam aku baghiya." How can a child be born to me when no man has touched me? And I'm not given to evil ways that I'm going to fulfill my desire in a haram way, that I must get a child. How are you telling me that you are giving me glad tidings of a child that will be born to me? How is a child going to be born to me when no man has touched me and I'm not given to evil ways? He said, this is a permission of Almighty Allah. It is a will of Almighty Allah. It's a command of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam ki wiladat mu'jizana taur par hui, jisko Quran ne bahut khush uslubi se bayan kiya. And then when she got this, he blew into her, she became pregnant. She remained in Baytul Muqaddas. One day, Tafsir ibn Kathir has made mention of it. What an amazing thing. That there used to be a person who used to care for Maryam because she was alone. And he was what we know in Christian sources also, it is made Yusuf Najjar, Joseph the carpenter. So when he saw signs of pregnancy on Hazrat Maryam, he said, Maryam, I want to ask you a question. What is that question? Is it possible for a plant to grow without a seed? Is it possible for a plant to grow within a seed, without a seed? So Yusuf Najjar, Joseph the carpenter, asked Maryam, is it possible for a plant to grow without a seed? So Maryam gave a reply and said, yes, the first plant that Allah Ta'ala put in this world, in this earth, was born without a seed. It was born with the command of Almighty Allah. Then Yusuf Najjar realized, this is a miracle I am witnessing. This is a miracle I am witnessing. قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتْتُ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا. You know, in this age, when the Western world does not have any morality for them to get, you know, to get stay together without marriage, for them to give birth without a husband, without a proper husband, they must, and they say, claim Christianity. When Maryam saw that these people are not going to understand for me giving a birth without marriage, she said, if only I would have been destroyed before this and no one could have taken my name. مِتْتُ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسِيًّا مَنْسِيًّا. If only this could have happened. Then eventually, Allah has made mention of it in entire ruku. I don't have time. I would have given you the entire ruku and the translation of that entire ruku. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ. Eventually she gives birth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told her that, you know, put her near a place in Bayt al-Laham, Bethlehem, that she must be under the palm tree, eat from the kajur, and drink from the spring which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had provided for her. Eventually she gives birth. When she gives birth, she comes with a child. Allah ta'ala tells, you gave birth, now go back to Jerusalem. Go back to Bayt al-Muqaddas. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ. She comes with that small child to Jerusalem. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ. قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمْ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. Ya Maryam, aapne kya kya? Maryam, what have you done? Ya ukhta Harun, O sister of Harun, ma kana abuki imra'a saw. Your mother was not evil. Your mother was a very pious woman. Your great-grandfathers, you had such a great legacy of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. What are you bringing a child out of wedlock? Today for us to think in the modern world for someone to bring a child out of wedlock is absolutely easy for us. We can't even think anything wrong about it. And then they said, oh Maryam, what are you bringing a child out of wedlock? How is it possible? Oh Maryam, what have you done? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. So what Maryam did, she started pointing to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ سَبِيًّا. How are you pointing to a small child? Just gave birth. ये कैसे बात करेंगे? ये क्या कहेंगे हमें? What is he going to say? كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ سَبِيًّا. But this was no ordinary human being. Was born miraculously, and he was born miraculously, and then he spoke in the cradle of his mother. And what did he say? Oh people, dare you cast aspersions on my noble mother. Inni Abdullah, I am the servant of Allah. Metu Abdullah. Atani al-kitab waja'alani nabiyya. Allah will give me a kitab. Allah will make me a nabi. Waja'alani mubarakan ayna ma kun. Allah will make me blessed wherever I am. And he spoke. And he spoke in the time when he just gave birth. This was a miracle, born miraculously, spoke right after birth, miraculously. This is Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah made him a great prophet. Allah made him amongst the great prophets, among the five ulul azm prophets in our religion. One of them, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And he gave us many things. Unhone Allah ki hukam se mu'jizat zahir kiya. Through the means of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, such great miracles became into place. He was born miraculously. He spoke in a time of, you know, just after he gave birth. وَكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلَ. Amazing. Allah says he spoke in the cradle and he spoke in middle age. Now to speak in middle age is no mu'jiza, is no miracle. Everyone speaks in middle age. Why did Allah Ta'ala say he speak in middle age? Because he will speak in middle age after he was resurrected and he will come back as a sign of Qiyamah. So he will speak in middle age also as a miracle because he will come back after the sign before Qiyamah, as a sign of Qiyamah, and he will speak in middle age after coming back after so many years. وَأُبْرِهُ الْأَكْمَحَ وَالْأَبْرَسَ وَوْحِ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He took a bird, and he just made a form of a bird. He blew into it, Allah Ta'ala gave it life. And he used to, people who were born blind, people who were born lepers, he used to make dua. bi-ithni, Allah Ta'ala has made mention of this two times in the Holy Quran, in the third supara, in the seventh supara. And every time Allah Ta'ala says, all of these miracles happen. In one way, in one ayat, Allah says, bi-ithnillah. And in another verse, Allah says, bi-ithni, with the command of Allah. Allah Ta'ala ki hukum se unhone mojizat zahir kiya. And even those who are dead, he used to come and say, with the permission of Almighty Allah, with the command of Allah, come back to life. He brought Lazarus back to life with the command and the permission of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was amongst the great prophets of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst the great things he did was he gave us the glad tidings of our Nabi. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, in the 28th supara, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. Remember the time when Isa ibn Maryam told unto the Bani Israel, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. I'm a Rasul to you. مُسَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَةِ. I confirm what has been given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the Torah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ko Torah mein jo diya, main uski tasdeeq karta hoon. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ. اور میں آپ کو خوش خبری دیتا ہوں ایک ایسے رسول کے بارے میں جس کا نام ہوگا احمد, whose name will be احمد. سبحان اللہ. He was the one who gave us glad tidings of Isa of our beloved Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then refutes. Allah ta'ala refutes the aspect that he was a lord or a son of a lord or part of a lord. Allah has refuted all of that. وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ اللَّهِ. And the Nasara said, Masih ibn Maryam is a son of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has used this words in different themes, in different ways. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمْ. They have committed kufr. Who say, Masih ibn Maryam is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unhone kufr kiya. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. They have committed kufr when they said that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is one of three. وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلُ اُعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam did not tell Christians this. He told unto them, اُعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. Worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Even in the Bible, John 12:27, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, as is made mention in the Bible, he said, Lord, save me from this hour. He made dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have committed kufr by saying that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is Allah, or he's a son of Allah, or he's part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, part of the Trinity. And how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has refuted it. How beautifully Allah has refuted it. Hamara aqeedah yeh hai ki Isa alayhi salatu wasalam Allah ki bande aur muazziz rasool hai. Unhone hamare nabi ki amad ki peshan goi ki hai. Unhone Allah ki hukum se mojizat zahir ki hai. And it's our aqeedah that in this particular way, he was not part of Almighty Allah, he was not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how Allah has refuted the aspect that he is divine. مَلْ مَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولٌ وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ كَانَا يَعْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. Say subhanallah. Masih ibn Maryam is a Rasul of Almighty Allah. His mother is very, very truthful. And she is the one who is such possessor of such great attributes. Kana ya kulanitam, wo dono khana khate the. They both used to eat food for their survival. How can the one who has to eat food for survival, how can that one be Allah? Wo kaise khuda ho sakta hai? Jab khane ke muhtaj, to wo khuda kaise ho sakta hai? How can they be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they need of food? Anyway, we're coming to the end, so let me just cut. And then, of course, we all know the aspect with regard to the belief, which Allah Ta'ala has made mention in the Holy Quran. وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمْ. And they said, the enemy said, we have killed Isa ibn Maryam. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا سَلَبُوهُ. Oh, ہمارا عقیدہ یہ ہے کہ ان کی وفات ہوئی اور نہ ہی دشمنوں نے ان کو قتل کیا, نہ سولی پر چرایا, بلکہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس کو بچا لیا اور ان کو آسمان پر زندہ اٹھا لیا. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی saved him. اللہ تعالیٰ says, they say they have killed him. وَمَا قَتَلُوا. They didn't kill him. They didn't put him and they didn't crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. But they were put in doubt. Tafsir ibn Kathir has said they were put in doubt in two ways. When 400 people surrounded Isa alayhi salatu wasalam where he was, so when they wanted to come and take Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, either one of two things happened. The ulama have made mention there's a difference of opinion. When they were coming, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam told one of his disciples, Who is there who will take up my form? When he will take up my form, and they will think that they are taking me, and after they think they were taking me, that particular way you will be crucified, you will be killed, they will be thinking that they killed or crucified me, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect me and take me up towards the heavens, and you, Allah will give you Jannah, but you will take my form, and they will kill someone whom they think will be me, but will not be me. That's one surah, one form, one option. The other form, which seems to be more historically, more backed up by evidence, is that the person who came to take Isa alayhi salatu wasalam from amongst the enemies, when he came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed his features to that of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So when they came, they looked at that person, they said, now, this looks like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. If this is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, where is our soldier that we sent to capture Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? And if this is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, then what happened to the person whom we sent? So this actually happens. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا أَكْسَلَبُوهُ. They didn't kill him. They didn't put him on the cross. They didn't put him on the cross. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They were put in doubt. And lastly, we will make mention with regard to this, that yeah, ہمارے یہ بھی عقیدہ ہے کہ آخری زمانہ میں قیامت کی نشانی کے طور پر اس دنیا میں واپس آئیں گے. He will come back. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come back as one of the signs of Qiyamah. One of the signs of Qiyamah, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come down and he will descend. He will come in the masjid in Damascus. And when he comes, he will come down. He will kill Dajjal. And Allah Ta'ala will grant him a rule. The rule will be so beautiful that you will not be able to imagine how much blessings there would be. And it comes in a hadith that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, by the one in whose hands is my soul, the son of Maryam will descend amongst you. According to another report, the hour will not begin until the son of Maryam descends amongst you as a judge ruler, as a judge, just ruler. He will break the cross. He will show the Christian that this aspect of them believing in his dying on the cross is false. He will kill the pigs and he will abolish the jizya, and money will become so abundant. There will be so much barakah in the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's rule that there will be no one to take charity. There will be no one to take charity. Lastly, I will make mention, our ulama have said there are six similarities between our Prophet and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Six similarities between our Prophet and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. One saved the ummah in the beginning of the ummah. One saved the ummah in the end part of the ummah. One in Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam saved the ummah in the beginning part of the ummah. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will save the ummah at the last stages of this ummah. Both were deprived of a fatherly figure. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam jab paida hue, he had no father. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was born miraculously, didn't have a father. Both were given divine scriptures and kitabs from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One was given the Injil and one was given the Quran. Both were supported by Ruha Qudus and were helped by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, as Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. Amazing, both the prophets, predominant quality of their teachings was mercy, kindness and compassion. Both the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's predominant message with regard to their teachings was kindness, mercy and compassion. And amazingly, both of them would be buried in Medina Munawwara. Both of them are going to be buried in Medina Munawwara. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is buried in Medina Munawwara. Isa ibn Maryam, according to the riwayat, will be buried in Medina Munawwara. This is a great prophet today that we had a chance of speaking some aspects. There are many aspects that we have left off. May Allah Ta'ala give us the correct aqidah. Give us the correct aqidah. There is a Muslim scholar in America who wrote a book on the sayings of Isa ibn Maryam. Many scholars say Islamic traditions have got more sayings of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam than even what is in Christian traditions. So there's just two sayings with which I will conclude. Today is a holiday, so you can stay for another 5 minutes, inshallah. Inshallah, the dal chawal can wait for another 5 minutes. Biryani bhi, koi kisi ko kuch nuksan to nahi hoga. So there's two beautiful sayings. One day, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam met Iblis. So Iblis told him and said, do you believe that everything happens with the command of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he said, yes, everything happens with the commands of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Iblis, in the form of a human being, told Isa, if you believe in that, then jump down from this mountain to see that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jump down from this mountain to see that if you believe in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam gave such a remarkable reply. He said, it is not for the servant to test the master. It is not for the servant to test the master. It is for the master to test the servant. Huh? The servant doesn't test the master sends. And what amazing call, what amazing saying that I was reading this book. You know, I had from the PDF. It was an amazing saying. He said, Allah has given me the ability. And through the means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the permission of Almighty Allah, I can bring back the dead to life. I can bring back those people who are blind, I can give them sight. Those who are deaf, I can give them sight. But I can't cure the fool from his foolishness. The fool from his foolishness, I can't cure. I got no cure with regard to that. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to recognize all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. La nufarriqu bayna ahadim min rusuli. We as Muslims, we don't make no difference in terms of our aqidah towards Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. These were some of the aspects that we made mention of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la